President Cyril Ramaphosa may be in the clear for all intents and purposes. You've had the South African receiver of revenue saying that his tax, as well as his Palapala Farms tax circumstances, are all above board. You had that provisional public protectors report saying that they've found no real evidence of the president breaching his oath of office or violating the constitution. Be that as it may, in Namibia, there is still the political fallout against that president, Hage Geingob. He's under pressure from opposition parties for his role in the Palapala saga. Geingob is accused of helping President Cyril Ramaphosa using Namibian state resources to investigate the robbery at his Limpopo farm. Of course, Namibian citizens have been identified as being the prime suspects for the robbery at the president's farm. So joining me now is Shelligan Peterson. She's a journalist at the Namibian. There have been calls for either the Namibian president to either apologize, declare. I've seen some reports of even calling for him to resign. Who is leading the call for Hage Geingob to apologize, and why, Shelligan?
Good morning, Lester. So from what we've seen is that the official opposition leader, Magenju Vanani, he is from a political party called the Popular Democratic Movement. That is our biggest opposition party. So he basically said Geingob needs to apologize because as a result of his choice and as a result of his actions to allegedly assist Cyril Ramaphosa, it has tainted our police services, our police force, and created doubt whether they are truly, you know, the police force that does deal with matters according to the law. And you also had the Namibia Economic Freedom Fighters parliamentarian Kalimbo Ipumbu, who said they have used intelligence, they have abused state resources. And for Geingob to just sort of be quiet on this matter since last year, June, and not respond to any of the reports, the preliminary report from your acting public protector, as well as the independent the report from your independent inquiry done from your parliament. President has not responded to either of the findings of either reports. And they've just said that this is just, you can't be a president and decide to be quiet when you are being accused of a matter. And it's not even in court, so you can't use the excuse that it's sub judice.
If he apologizes, he also admits some form of culpability. But the allegations have been from the Namibian side that state helicopters were used to fetch Wally Ruda, who was the former head of the Presidential Protection Unit here in South Africa, also one of Cyril Ramaphosa's political advisors, Bejani Chauke. There were allegations that the Namibian government used state resources to fetch him, that they were set up at the state house in Windhoek, and that Geingob was intimately involved in the instruction for Namibian police to meet with Wally Ruda and Bejani Chauke. What has been Hage Geingob's response?
Our president yesterday delivered his sona, and before, so the report's findings came out over the weekend. Between Monday and yesterday, the president said, oh no, I'm busy with the State of the Nation address, which is an important, it's too important for me to respond to a matter such as Palapala. So he's chosen not to respond to it. I know we have, after the sauna, we contacted the spokesperson, Alfredo Hengari, and we asked him and we said, listen, we need president to still respond. Sauna is over now. It's good and done. You now need to still account for it. And we sort of just got a shrug and a laugh, from him.
What is then the response to the South African Public Protector's leaked provisional report that largely clears the South African president of violating his oath of office, but also confirms a meeting with Geingob at State House and the use of Namibian public resources to assist in this investigation? What has the response been?
Last year, Hengari responded to us and denied that this meeting was organized. So it goes against what Benjani said in his report, his response to your public protector. So it's a direct contradiction to what Chauke said. Alfredo Hengari said that there was no meeting, no one was arranged to come to State House, no one spent the night at State House. The president did not authorize any sort of state resource to be used in any shape, way or form. The president was informed about the investigation afterwards. He had no knowledge of the investigation before the investigation was done. So that's what he basically said. And he said he doesn't provide commentary on the affairs of the law enforcement officers and the security cluster, which directly falls under him. It's quite interesting.
It's very interesting. And you're keeping it an eye on us from on that side of the border. Shiligan Peterson, who is a journalist at the Namibian newspaper, she's been keeping an eye on the Palapala pressure, not on the South African president, but the Namibian president, Hage Geingob. 021-446-0567. If you have any thoughts, drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.